Hi, and welcome to this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete Everett, and today I'm joined by another Pete who I've known for about 8 or 9 months, haven't I, Pete? That's the thing. But anyway, he is Pete Can, the Laughter Man. So, Pete, welcome to the show.
How are you, Pete? How you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. Pete is a top bloke, and we met through Chris Ducker's Upreneur Incubator, which I want to say you joined about 6 months ago, but I might be wrong.
No, you'd be correct. I joined at the beginning of the year, but I managed to jump in into the December's episode with Lewis Howes because that was a little sweetener to sign up now and you can come to Lewis Howes. And I'm a big fan of Lewis. So I thought, yeah, let's do it. Let's get involved and let's see what it's all about.
And there we go. And you instantly stood on my toes because up until that point, I was the only Pete in the room. So it was quite easy for people to talk to me. And on every call we've had since then, somebody's mentioned Pete and one of us has had to say, which one?
Exactly. But the thing is just like, you know, it's just it's the laughter, you know, the laughter one, the funny one or the laughter man.
The funny looking one or the laughter man. That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly, mate.
So before I murder any more of an introduction to you, hopefully people will see that you and me actually get on quite a bit. And we've done some work together and we've and all that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But do you want to give the intro to Pete Can, the laughter man?
Of course I will. Well, I always start with a little laugh because, you know, laughter is so important and we just don't laugh enough nowadays. We really don't. And I discovered laughter yoga back in 2016 and brought it into my pre-laughter business, which is still going, a chef agency, and we might talk about that a little bit later. But I started bringing laughter into my daily life because I knew there was a power behind laughing on a daily basis. And soon, sort of, especially when lockdown kicked, my business got like this hospitality, so literally shut. Like, well, we lost 70% of the business overnight, and I just started laughing. Not because it was funny, but just because that was my coping mechanism. Because, you know, when you lose something or you're stressed or anxious, laughter is a really good way of stopping feeling those emotions. And before I knew it, within about a month into doing the laughter online over Zoom, I started doing some corporate gigs. And next thing, I'm getting booked by the likes of Red Bull, Jägermeister, NHS, you know, to come in to do, yeah, their team well-being events. And it's been it's been a really, really nice ride so far, and I know that I'm just at the start of it, Pete.
Now, I mean, you've already just got and dropped some massive names there, but over one hell of a demographic, from Red Bull and Jägermeister over through to the NHS. So you know, how sort of, I suppose, how did you start? Where did this come from? And you know, you'd obviously seen a benefit in your own life and your own business. So can you just talk us through some of the mechanics of it, I suppose? Because not everybody would think about sitting down at their desk or making some time before they sit down at their desk to laugh every day.
Yeah, sure. So, okay. So I discovered it at a festival, funny enough. So, you know, so it's quite a festival sort of vibe, laughing. I was walking through an arboretum, a festival called WOMAD, and I heard laughter and I thought to myself, there must be a comedian. I like a bit of comedy. So walked around the corner of this arboretum, there was like 100 people just lying on the floor, just laughing. And I was just like, what is going on? You know, I know I'm at a festival, but this is like really wacky. And there was a sign saying laughter yoga daily at 11:30. So I just, you know, I said to Chloe, my wife and the kids, I said, I'm going to go and do laughter yoga tomorrow. And they're like, go on, off you go. And I went. And like the lying down bit's the end of the session. So basically, you know, a couple of things to know is that for laughter, we don't need humor or jokes to laugh. We can actually laugh for no reason at all. But also our bodies don't know the difference between a fake laugh and a real laugh. So the whole premise of laughter yoga is that you do lots of different laughing and breathing exercises until you start laughing organically. And that's just a magical place. So I did all these laughing and breathing exercises for probably about 30 minutes. And then we lay down. And like Steve, who ran it, it's just like, right, let out any last giggles. And that was it. Bang. 10 minutes, literally solid laughter, rolling on the floor, holding my sides, felt then that I'd stopped laughing and I'd got over that feeling, and then someone started sniggering to my left. This lady just went, and it just set me off again. And it was just an amazing emotion. And when we do a full laughter session, we do a meditation at the end. So after the grounding meditation, I sat up and I just felt really high and sort of went back to sort of see Chloe, and she looked at me in the eyes and went, "It's like 12 o'clock, Pete. What are you on?" And I'm just like, "It's laughter. This is laughter. I'm not on anything." And all of a sudden I felt really clean, energized, focused, just lots of really good emotions. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe we've got this in us as a thing. Because, you know, again, like when we're children in the playground, you think about when we were kids, we used to play and laugh all the time. And they say children laugh 200 to 300 times a day. Now, as adults, we just don't laugh enough. We're lucky to laugh 10 times a day. Mm. And you just think about, like, I suppose just even when you're in a playground, like when you used to go in after lunch, how creative and how open you were to learning because you had play and laughter. Whereas, you know, like, as adults, we just don't have that. And I just think it's a really important skill that we've lost connection with as we've got older.
Yeah. I think you're dead right. I'm one of those people that uses laughter, particularly when there's a nervous or tense situation, and I kind of try to default to some kind of humor. I'd like to think of myself as quick-witted, but that's up to other people to decide, I suppose. But yeah, there are parts of life where people sort of maybe default to laughing a little bit more or use it as an escape mechanism, I guess. But actually just to, there's very few times in life, particularly I suppose with lockdown and the way that socialization has changed over the last 12 months, where people actually do sit and have a proper good laugh. And it might just be those times when you go and see a comedian at your local theatre or arena or whatever.
Completely. And you think about how you feel when you go and see a comedian. Okay. So it's like you can watch comedy on telly and that's nice. You know, it's a nice, and personally, I like to watch comedies probably over most things, going switch off and just giggle. But when you're in an audience of people laughing, like even if the joke doesn't quite land, but someone gets it somewhere and they've got a funny laugh and they'll set, you know, that they set off and then that'll set you off. And then, you know, the whole auditorium erupts with laughter. And when you finish, like when you walk away from a good stand-up comedian, you feel energized, you feel engaged, you feel, you just feel happy and light because you've had a good laugh. And that's why you go to see a comedian, to have a good laugh. And it's but like I said at the beginning, you don't need humor and you don't need you know, jokes to be able to laugh. You just need to be able to go, that's it. But again, that takes time, Pete. It takes, you know, and it also, because it feels strange. You're laughing for no reason. No, that's just a bit odd. So,
yeah. So let's just pick up on that a minute, because a few weeks ago I had an invite from your very good self to be on your daily laughter session, which you do live on LinkedIn and Facebook and in a number of places. And you generally tend to get a guest on to sort of laugh with you every day, Monday to Friday. And the thing that you don't tell them is that because you're going to befriend them on Facebook, you'll share it with all of their friends about 30 seconds before you're going to go live. And but I suppose that's you try and bring the people together just to laugh for 10, 15 minutes every day. So how you've just mentioned how awkward it feels, and I you're dead right. Stick somebody on a live video for 10 minutes and just say you're going to laugh. where did that idea come from? How you feel, you know, how's that going? How's it being received? I suppose also a little plug to yourself, how can people join you for that as well? Because I know you're still doing that.
Yeah, definitely. So I started, to get LinkedIn live is quite hard. You know, it's not like Facebook live where you just go, right, I'm going to go live and off you go. You've got to apply. And I was doing like a 1 minute daily giggle video basically on LinkedIn, and I did it for 60 day challenge. I set myself 60 days of 60 different 1 minute laughing exercises, And sort of halfway through, I applied for LinkedIn Live. I thought, you know what, I'll apply for this, and literally got accepted within 2 days. And like, people were like, that's unheard of. I was like, yeah, but who else is putting laughter out on their platform? Who else is bringing this energy out? And then I just started reaching out to people that, you know, I meet, like yourself, Pete, and, you know, when I feel like I've got a good connection with them, that I think, actually, do you know what, let's just come along, come and have a laugh for 10 minutes. And it's going really well. It is going really well. I mean, you know, there's some times where people can't make it last minute, and there's times where I do two ways. I'll either not do the live, or I'll go solo, and I'm happy to go 10 minutes to video and just laugh for no reason. I'm happy to do that. But the feedback that I've had from people that watch it has been really positive. And especially when the kids weren't at school, there was definitely some families that were watching. There was definitely people saying that how, you know, their son really enjoys it, and it really sets them up ready for schooling and stuff. So that was really positive. And it's just a really nice way for me to show what I do to the bigger world, really.
So can I just ask, I think we need to talk about two different things coming up. We'll probably take them sort of, we'll do one first and then follow it with the second one. The first is, you've just mentioned a minute laughter yoga exercise. And to anybody that's maybe not heard of laughter yoga, they might think, what the hell is that? Now, you've done things with me that are to do with typewriters, that are to do with telephones, that are to do with like Mexican wave type stuff. Do you just want to sort of explain? I'm going to line myself up for something here, maybe even do an example of what a laughter yoga exercise might be that somebody can just do in their own home, wherever they are.
Of course I can. And I didn't think, I wasn't sure if you're going to ask me, Pete, but I knew you'd ask me. So wait, I haven't started yet, mate. I haven't started. So yeah, the one exercise that I use, and especially I use this on Clubhouse because it's an audio, same as a podcast. It's not so much a visual. It's just like, just everybody that's listening, just sit there wherever you are now. Just take a nice deep breath in and just let out a long ha.
That might sound a bit weird on the podcast.
It will sound a bit weird on the podcast, but that's fine, because if you think about it, a laugh is just an out breath of a ha. So this time we're going to take a deep breath in, and we're going to allow two ha's. So we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to go ha, ha, ha. Okay. So what we're going to do now, we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to hold it for 5 seconds, and then we're going to laugh for 10 seconds. Okay. So take a deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and that was a bit longer than 10 seconds, but and it's just, it's contagious. And how do you feel on that, just that one spike?
You know what, you can feel. So for full disclosure, it is now 10 to 3 on a Wednesday afternoon. I've had a builder at my house and 4 Zoom calls today. This is the fourth. And to be honest, before we connected, I was starting to get a bit weary. And now, I'm not just saying this but you did ask, I just feel a little bit more normal. I feel a little bit less like it's been death by Zoom today, if I'm being honest. Nice. And it took 15 seconds.
Exactly. So like, be able to do a minute laughter a day, or like, I mean, they say 10 minutes of laughter is the ultimate, yeah, the optimum is to try and do a 10 minute laughter practice a day, because what happens is it takes probably about 4 to 5 minutes before you switch into the subconscious and you start laughing for real. And, right, and the thing is as well, when you're laughing, Pete, you can't be stressed or anxious. You can't be overwhelmed. You're in the moment. You're literally there, you know. So rather than, you know, especially when we're working all day and like we've maybe our list is getting bigger, we've got those deadlines to hit, and then like maybe the kids need picking up, there's dinner, whatever, there's lots of stuff going on. But actually, when you just sat there laughing, you don't think about anything else. But actually, when you finish that session, you feel really energized. I feel really creative after I have a proper laughing session, because, I use it as my superpower. That's what I've used it when I was working in my chef agency. I was just like, I would laugh for 10 minutes straight off the laughter session, bang, start writing some copy or creating a script for a video, whatever. But my creative mind was flowing and I was in that flow state. And it's that's the thing that I'm trying my hardest at the moment, just pushing. It's like, yeah, guys, this is wacky. Yep, you're going to laugh for no reason. Yep, you don't want to laugh. You don't feel like laughing because life is really crap at the moment, because this is happening, that's happening, that's happening, this happening. But if you laugh, you can laugh it off. Because you can't change anything that's out of your mind, but you can change the way you think about things. And that's the one thing that I'm really, really championing at the moment, Pete.
Cool. That you know, and it does make, I know it sounds, I was going to say ridiculous, I don't mean that, but it sounds like something that you wouldn't normally associate, but it does also make complete sense at the same time. Which is awesome. So that was the first thing of the two that I was going to mention. The second is that you also do things. You mentioned some of the companies that you've worked with, but you do things around laughter yoga wellness, laughter yoga in the workplace, laughter for well-being, team building, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm aware that some of the people listening will be slightly smaller companies, maybe companies of one. Others will be teams of people. So how does that work? How, you know, what is it you do for teams that may be different for individuals and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for asking, Pete or Pedro or Pierre. We can choose all three there. So I basically do Zoom sessions. I mean, at the moment, because ultimately we can't go in person. And the first sort of 5 minutes, I just explain about why we need to laugh. You know, why, what are the benefits of laughter? You know, the fact that it releases endorphins, our positive cells, it reduces the stress and anxiety, it connects us at a deeper level. Because when we laugh, I think it's, you know, we do connect. So actually, it's a really good way of connecting via Zoom when you have the laughs. So I do this little presentation and then a 15 to 20 minute laughing and breathing exercises. So similar to what I just did there, that one exercise, but we do that for 20 minutes. And you think the spike we had for 15 seconds, actually doing it for 20 minutes is pretty, you know, it's magical. And then at the end, I do a little meditation where I bring everybody back down from being quite high on laughter and really sort of up high to sort of just being a bit more just relaxed. Oh, relaxed. And you can edit that noise out, I'm sure, Pete. I don't even know what that was then. Yeah, just feeling more relaxed with themselves.
So, yeah, I guess, sorry, that noise threw me off as well. that whole thing about connection, I think, is so important. And I'm sort of pleased that you mentioned about sort of coming down as well, because it's one of those things that, you know, obviously we did it for 15 seconds. And of course, in that time, it's like a short, sharp blast, bang. And I suppose when you think about laughing, you do naturally think about it building. But the fact is that actually, you know, you can operate at different levels with how that chemically changes your, the endorphins, et cetera, that are released within you, and how that then positions you for the day. So I suppose this is sort of moving on to the next part of the question, really, which is, in order for you to run those sessions, you must be in a good headspace to run those all the time. So I'm guessing you use your own laughter exercises potentially before you start to make sure you're in a good headspace to do those sessions with other people.
Yeah, I do. Not always, Pete. I mean, there's days where I like I say, I laugh daily anyway. So I always get myself set up in the morning. So there's sort of two 10-minute sessions I do. I've got a laughter club where I laugh with people, and then I go into Clubhouse and do a laughter session on there as well. And then the laughter live as well in the morning. So they're tentatively, there's three laughing sessions before 9 o'clock, before I'm actually like, before I go into my day work, although I start work at 6:30 because that's my magical time. But you know, to I suppose actually the story, probably the best story is like, so when I mentioned I discovered it at WOMAD. So back in, I ended up running the session at WOMAD in 2019. So because the guy that was running it stepped down and then I said, oh, I'd love to do it. And so anyway, I'm stood, imagine this, I've stood like behind a big tree because we were, where I was doing it was in the Arboretum. There's a big open space. Mm-hmm. And I was looking around the corner and there was like 10, 15 people milling around. And I was just like, so I was just getting myself into a good state. Cause you know, when it's showtime, you need to be in, you know, you need to be there. So I was doing these breathing exercises. I was just like, get myself, look around the corner. There was 50 people there. And I was like, and then I looked around again about 5 minutes later. And there was about 95 to 100 people just there waiting for me to rock up. And then by the time I actually got myself into ready to go, I think it started at 11:30 again, I literally, because I had my hat hanging, like for those that you probably see from the picture, I wear a red hat, that's my part of my brand, the red hat was hanging on the branch of the tree. So I put the hat on, whapped it on my head, went showtime, and then just like walked into the middle of like about 130 people and was like, very good, yay. And got this whole energy force just came with me, and it was just yeah, an amazing experience. So actually, you know, but there has been other times where literally been running around, it's like, I've got a Zoom call, I've got to do that, right, get a PowerPoint presentation, and then I'm just like, boom, you're there, and you're like, right, okay, let's make people laugh. But the way it works, my set, as it were, it's really slow at the beginning. It's a real builder, because I've got to gently, because ultimately people are sat there watching, just going, what is this? Who's this guy, the red hat? What is he doing? Why am I doing this? And they've got all these questions going in their mind. But actually, within the third or fourth exercise, they haven't got those questions going anymore, because I've played with their, I've played with the exercises, and it's very structured the way that I do my set, to make people sort of move and open their airwaves and open their minds into this childlike place. And it's magical, especially when you do it with like more sort of people that are, is techie the right word? I mean, people that maybe aren't used to being in front of other people online, especially laughing with other people. So they're sat there looking, just going, oh, I feel really quite self-conscious, I feel a bit awkward. And then by the end of it, they're just sat there with this big smile on their face, and you're just like, yeah, good job.
You know, I'm quite refreshed to know that you think people, or that you know people think that way. Because the first time we did a laughter exercise, I did think, what the hell is this? yeah. So it is quite refreshing to know that people think like that.
Yeah, completely. Well, you know, I've got my number one, like, I would say fan stroke critique is in Chloe. You know, she's like, not everyone will like this, Pete. Not everyone gets it. It doesn't do it for me. And I'm just like, okay, that's cool. And then, you know, I was chatting to her this morning because Chloe gets a little bit anxious sometimes. And, you know, just like, I don't luckily, like, I overwhelm, I'd sometimes get, but anxiety, I'm lucky that I don't really get anxious. Whereas Chloe does. And then I just sort of said to her, she's like, and I was like, look, we'll do some breathing exercises. She's like, I'm not laughing with you. I was like, that's fine. And then we just do a breathing exercise, and that's it. We're just doing breathing. And then like after sort of about a minute of just deep breathing, I was like, right, just let out a ha. And then she just starts shaking her head and just chuckling. And I was just like, and I'm like, come on, don't laugh. You said you weren't going to laugh. And then that's it. She starts laughing more. And then we're laughing again. And all of a sudden, all that stress and anxiety just drops from the side. So from someone that says they don't care, they don't like doing it, to like just being able to coax them to laugh and feel better about themselves, it's just, yeah, no, it's a magical thing, mate.
It is indeed. So just to sort of, I suppose, wrap this up, let's bring us into land a little bit. You've mentioned obviously that you only really got introduced to laughter yoga in 2016, that you've run a chef agency, etc., etc. So do you just want to sort of talk a little bit about where you've come from and how your business has pivoted, because it had to pivot in, or well, I say your business, I suppose you set up a new one, but you had to pivot with the coronavirus pandemic and everything that happened in 2020. So do you just want to sort of, I realize we're probably doing this a little bit backwards and we could have started here, but do you sort of want to bring us into land with kind of just a bit more of your backstory about the business that you used to run and how life has changed for you through your exposure to laughter yoga?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I founded a business back in 2009, chef agency. Well, waiting bar staff agency, and then we started supplying chefs to places like racecourses, football stadiums, temporary cover, and then I sort of grew it. So back in 2019, we have to go back a year extra. We turned over 1.5 million pounds. So again, I know turnover's vanity and profit sanity, but we were living a nice life. Me and Chloe, we had some good holidays. We were just not working. Fridays was a big thing for us. We didn't work Friday. We'd go to America for a month and just take a month
Nice.
off and have the team work for us. That's where we built it to. And then, like I said, I discovered laughter in 2016. 2019 was when it really, for me, I was at a retreat basically with other business owners in the January, and I just said to them, I was like, I'll run this laughter session. And they were like, okay, yeah, go on then, Pete. Because we were all self-managing things. People were doing little different things over the weekend, and I did this session, and everybody was like, yeah, everyone got to that magic spot. And the question on the Sunday evening when we were sat around having our dinner was that we asked, what are you going to do this year? What's the one thing you want to achieve in 2019? And I said I wanted to start a laughter club, and everyone was like, yeah, you need to do this. And I suppose that sort of started because being the managing director of the business, and Fridays, having Fridays off was great, because I spent Fridays focusing on trying to get some customers with the laughter, trying to sort of grow that business. Now, obviously, fast forward to 2020 in March, when literally, the door shut, and Chloe and I were in a really dark place because, we, like I say, we, you know, we had a we everything, we were cruising, mate. We were loving life, and all of a sudden, our first baby, because 13 years old, sort of literally just disappeared. Although, it's coming back now, which is great. But we. Yeah, so I suppose but what I've learned over the years, that's the point. And so being in business for 13 years, I've learned a lot about branding, positioning, marketing, just yeah. And all of a sudden, the red hat for me, the laughter man, is it's just what I know I've been put on this planet to do this. And it sounds big and grand, but it's just clarity. Everything that I do, I love it. I love every minute of this business. Now, I don't say I didn't love the chef agency, because again, it was, paying us for the holidays, it was giving us a time off, blah, 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 blah. But I was getting bored of it. It wasn't floating my boat. So I was in that struggle anyway of going, right, I want to put the red hat on, but I keep getting pulled over to put the chef jacket on. I just want to, I was having that argument, I suppose, or tug of war in my mind. So I found that really hard, if I'm honest, because I knew that I wasn't going to make a load of money from the laughter, but I knew it was good for me and it was good for people. I knew I was making the money from the chef agency, but it wasn't fulfilling me as a person. So obviously, once COVID made the decision for me, and now it's crazy, like, because literally now things are starting to open. So this is what we're in April, aren't we? Nearly May. So things are starting to open up. The chef agencies, to just give you a little bit more, we've lost, we're given up the office we had. Two of the staff that we have has moved on, and so we've literally got Chloe and my other full-timer now, that's the two of them working together, and it's starting to pick up again. But Chloe knows now that actually I'm bringing in income over here now with the laughter, and I'm only going to be more of a director rather than actually a managing director now of the chef agency, which is exciting, Pete, because we've all of a sudden we've got two revenue streams.
And that's amazing for your life. It's amazing for your family. It just shows that you can literally make money out of laughing. But no, it shows that having that agility and having the confidence to just share what you're passionate about actually will then attract other people that are passionate, I suppose, about the same thing. I mean, was asked to go to my son's school a while ago, and it was one of their careers days, and I said to them, kids don't want to know about building websites. I mean, who's going to want to know that about SEO strategies for 9-year-olds? It's just not the sort of thing that they're bothered about. But actually, what we talked about a little bit was about how you really make money is to solve a problem, or to highlight and solve a problem for people, for as many people as you can. And that's basically the crux of starting a business. And okay, I suppose there's a piece of your work which is exposing people to the benefits of it before they know that they need it, I suppose, because maybe they've not thought of it that way, but ultimately that's still the same thing that you're doing. And I think it's brilliant. And, you know, you and I met, as we said, 6 or 8 months ago and hit it off. And it's, you literally get me to laugh every time we speak on Zoom, whether I want to or not.
And that's the magic there. That's the magic. And it, now you're getting me to laugh, Pete. The other day I bumped into a friend of mine and he just started laughing and I was just like, all right. And he's just like, mate, every time I see you, I just start laughing now. And it's just like, well, that's cool. That's a great effect to have people. I was like, if I got something on my chin or something, I don't know. But but he's just like, he said, Pete, you know, I could see, he said, in 5 years time, mate, you're going to be massive. And I was just like, and then again, jokingly, look, I'm not eating that much at the moment. But the point is, I do believe that it is really out there what I do. But laughter yoga has been going for 26 years. So can you imagine, so there is a network of people out there that do this, but what there isn't is the laughter man who's got the business
he hasn't got an acumen either, but there you go.
Exactly. Hasn't got the I just think it's really, really important. It's really, really important that, you know, that we do it. And if anyone is listening that is interested, that, so I know I'll probably get this opportunity later to do it, but just come to petecan.com and come and say hello, because it's just, even to watch a couple of my videos is a start. It's dipping your toe in the water just to go, all right, it sounds wacky, but go on. I'll have a little look. I do want to feel a little bit more, you know, connected with myself, a little bit lighter, a little bit more happier with myself. So, yeah.
Mate, no, that's the next thing I was going to ask you is, where can people go and find out more? Because we've talked about daily lives on LinkedIn, so I'd recommend you go and connect with that. Links to your website and everything will be in the show notes. Where can people connect with you and have a bit of a laugh?
So, the Laughter Live stuff is the best place. I mean, to find daily stuff is LinkedIn. LinkedIn's where I hang out the most, if I'm honest. And I do a little bit on Clubhouse as well nowadays. But if you want to have a conversation and say, hey, I listen to you on Pete's podcast, and I'd love to hear from you, actually, it'd be amazing to have a little laugh. And I'd be more than willing to share a little giggle with you. And if you want to come on my live, then I'm always looking for people that are thinking, no way.
Yeah, because that's what you did with me.
It must be my persuasive salesmanship that I've learned over the years.
You saw him and you thought, yeah, all right, a stiff upper lip Brit, that's what we need. A Yorkshireman, we can even crack the Yorkshire ones. That's nobody in America is going to get that joke. Nobody's going to understand what that means.
But I just think you're right there. The British, you know, we do need to. Well, it's not just the British, you know. I was podcasting with an Italian lady yesterday, interviewing her for my podcast, and she was just saying how the Southern Italians just don't get it, and someone else in Norway said just Norwegians just don't get it. I just think just generally people don't get it, but they're happy as children to run around in a playground and have fun. That's the point. So it's just like, yeah, like this visualize this, Pete. I think this would be amazing. Like, so you're in an office, right? You're working with 30, 40 of you, for instance, right? At lunchtime, you've got an hour. You've got to go into the car park. There's no cars, but there's just play there. There's footballs. There's a bouncy castle. There's a whatever. How more creative and focused and energized are you going to be in the afternoon when you hit your computer?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be amazing. It'd be amazing.
Instead, we just sit here and just look at a phone or whatever. And like, don't get me wrong, I do the same, but it's, just got to get that blood pumping around the body.
Mate, I've now got a vision that you've got like 14 bouncy castles in your house.
I'm on one now. I've got a hoverboard. Did I tell you about that?
So just before the call, Pete did mention that he's in a bit of pain because he had an incident with a hoverboard that has taken out half of his body. Thankfully, we're not on camera, so I can't see it. but No, that's great, mate. Thank you so much for your time. Guys, I seriously do recommend that you go and check out Pete Can, the Laughter Man, PeteCan.com. As we said, links to everything are in the show notes. So just go and connect with him. And he genuinely is a nice bloke who is very open to people connecting with him. So, you know, you can mention my name if you want or not, but that's up to you. But yeah, go and connect with him. That'd be awesome. Pete's just turned his camera on and is trying to make me giggle. So I'm going to wrap this up and say, this has been Retain FM. We'll speak to you next week. Oh, Pete wants to finish with a laugh. Come on then, Pete. Cheers, guys. See you next week.